I'd like to talk to you about not being alone. You are not alone. I want to read for you from 1 Kings chapter 19. And verse 13 down to verse 18 will be where we'll take our time for our reading at this time. 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 13 down to verse 18. 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 13 down to verse 18. It says, "So it was, when Elijah heard it, that he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood in the entrance of the cave. Suddenly a voice came to him and said, 'What are you doing here, Elijah?' And he said, 'I've been very zealous for the Lord God of hosts, because of the children of Israel have forsaken your covenant, torn down your altars, killed your prophets with the sword. I alone am left, and they seek to take my life.' The Lord said to him, 'Go, return on your way to the wilderness of Damascus, and when you arrive, anoint Hazael as king over Syria. And also you shall anoint Jehu, the son of Nimshi, as king over Israel. And Elisha, the son of Shaphat, of Abel-Meholah, you shall anoint as prophet in your place. It shall be that whoever escapes the sword of Hazael, Jehu will kill. And whoever escapes the sword of Jehu, Elijah will kill. Yet I have reserved 7,000 in Israel, all whose knees have not bowed to Baal, and every mouth that has not kissed him.'" You feeling lonely? As we look, we're seeing some sheltering issues being told. We see where isolation is taking effect. Some of us have been dealing with isolation more in the last few days, not being able to do what would be our normal daily routine. Some have been dealing with it for years. As we take time in looking at what we read, Elijah was a man who felt lonely when it came to following God. He's a prophet. A prophet of God. And he says, "I alone am left. Here's what's going on. Your children of yours, they have continued to defile. They've continued to turn away from you. I feel as people are coming to try to take my life, because I alone am the last prophet. I alone am the last one of yours." He thought death was looming close. He had a huge weight on him, wouldn't you agree? But it's with these moments that God offered him some comfort. What he told Elijah was to stay the course. He says, "Do your work. Help the children of Israel. Appoint those that need to be appointed. I'll take care of all things." But that last verse, verse 18, when Elijah was talking to God, "I alone am left," look what he says. "I got 7,000. Help is here, Elijah. There are 7,000 Israelites that have not followed these false prophets. They are within grasp. They are there and will be ready to help. God provided help." Friends, many of us are struggling. We see our economy taking some hits, seeing friends and family being laid off. It's not to slight anyone. Unfortunately, it's just the way things are going right now. You're not alone. Just like you're not alone in seeking and desiring the way that God is here. His comfort is available. His love and care is available. There are many ways of being able to see that love, and I hope that you're taking the time listening to this to know that I'm here for you. I'm ready to try to help. The brethren here at Norwalk love and care for you. The greatest family ever is a family of God. And there's comfort in knowing that you're not alone and people are there and ready to help. And you can be part of this greatest family by becoming a child of God. Here's how. Hear the gospel message. Faith, as we read in Romans chapter 10, verse 17, how it's under faith and how we build our faith. Romans chapter 10 and verse 17. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Hear the gospel message. And if you're willing to hear the gospel message, and you're willing to believe in Jesus Christ, John 8, verse 24, again, that's John chapter 8, verse 24. We got to believe in Jesus Christ being the Son of God. Therefore, John 8, 24 says, therefore I said to you that you will die in your sins. For if you do not believe that I am He, you will die in your sins. Talking about sin, we got to turn from sin. We got to repent of our sins. Making that transformation known. In Luke chapter 13, verse 3, does I tell you no? But unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. Repent of your sins. Turn from sin. Turn to God. Confess your belief in Jesus Christ being the Son of God. In Acts chapter 8, verse 37. Again, that's Acts chapter 8, verse 37. Here's what Philip told the Ethiopian eunuch. He said, if you believe with all your heart, you may. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. You want to confess your belief as what the Ethiopian eunuch did. You can be baptized for the remission of your sins. Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Peter said to them, Acts chapter 2, verse 38. He said to repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. You can't be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. You're willing to do those things, and you also need to be living obediently until death. In 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7 and verse 8. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7 and verse 8. Paul says here, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day. And not to me only, but also to all who have loved His appearing. I need to remain faithful and obedient to God. And in turn, I can have the crown of righteousness, the hope of eternal life. You're not alone, friends. We're here to be able to help. And maybe if this message has reached out to you, touched you in some way, and you are ready to respond to the Lord's invitation, and you want to become a child of God, we're ready and able to assist you. We meet at 386 North Edgewood Drive, Norwalk, Ohio. Zip code is 44857. If you're close to us, local, or within driving distance, we'll be glad to help you. Let us know. You can send me a message on the Facebook page that we have, or you can send me an email at danielpreaches daniel.preaches@yahoo.com. Again, that's daniel.preaches, all one word, @yahoo.com. If you're not close to us geographically and you're needing some assistance and you're wanting some help in responding to the invitation, let me know. You can still contact me. I'll be glad to try to contact a congregation that is closer to you, that will be willing and lovingly wanting to help you. I'm here for you. You're not alone. We're here in fighting this fight. There are many different things going on in our country, going on in our world, but we'll get through this, and we have God on our side. If we can help you, let us know how we can. Thank you for taking time and listening to this. God bless you, and I hope you have a great day.